The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Ready, set, go! There were wildfires in our community recently. Winds of 40 miles per hour and higher were pushing the destruction through our cities like a wall of flames. In order to update the thousands of residents in our region as to the status, they used terms and a map showing the various levels of readiness for evacuation. The white or green areas were referred to as Level 1, Ready. This instructed all residents within that area to be ready for potential evacuation. Danger exists in the area. This is time for preparation and precautions. A Level 2 yellow area on the evacuation map means be set to evacuate. This means that there is significant danger and we should be ready to evacuate at a moment's notice. Well, Level 3 evacuation means that you need to leave immediately. Danger to your area is imminent. Do not delay leaving to gather any belongings. Well, as the fires were clearly headed our direction, just a few miles away, and we were in Level 2, we were getting ready. My wife and I went through the house collecting things that were important to us, many that were irreplaceable. Photo albums and medications for myself and my elderly father were among the first to go into the car. Those moments and choices were extremely difficult for me. Our time was limited. What should I take? The process for me was painful. What should I take and why, and what am I willing to leave behind, not knowing if it would be in ashes when we returned home? Folks, I'm here to tell you, this experience was a real gut check for me. Spiritually, we should keep short accounts with God. We do not know what the next heartbeat will bring. And when it comes to stuff, it's all wood, hay, and stubble. Yes, it's all just wood, hay, and stubble. Please take just a moment to think about that. When faced by the same choices, what would you take and what would you leave and why? Well, the devastation in our region and state was unimaginable. In just a few hours, thousands became homeless. Homes they left earlier were now just a pile of ashes, and many died. Lives were changed forever by something that they could not control. Please consider now how you will apply this concept of ready, set, go. Well, first of all, we should always be at Level 1. Be ready. Listen to 1 Peter 3. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And Christ urged the disciples to be ready for his return. Listen to Luke 12. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. A prophet told Paul that he would be bound by the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem and then turned over to the Gentiles. Well, the local believers begged him not to go, Acts 21. But he said, why all this weeping? You're breaking my heart. I'm ready not only to be jailed at Jerusalem, but even to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus. I sincerely hope and pray that we all are set at Level 2, that we are ready, prepared for whatever God will allow and has planned for us, and so prepared that we are set to go, possibly with little or no notice. His Spirit will lead and guide when the time comes, and there will be many times in our lives when we will need to go. Think of the Great Commission, Matthew 28. Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. 2 Corinthians 6. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Therefore, go out from their midst, and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you. And finally, we will go to our ultimate future in heaven. all who have become Christians in the fullness of time will go to see Christ and be with Him forever. True joy and His peace are yours as you have that confidence.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.